This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections, Brazil more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. Florida and Texas, two states that have emerged as the latest hotspots of the U.S. coronavirus outbreak, both reported record daily increases in confirmed COVID-19 cases Saturday, with nearly 20,000 additional infections combined. For a sixth straight day, Texas also registered an all-time high in the number of people hospitalized with the highly contagious respiratory illness, more than 7,890 patients after 238 new admissions over the past 24 hours. By comparison, New York State, the U.S. epicenter of the outbreak months ago, reported just 844 hospitalizations on Saturday, far below nearly 19,000 hospital beds occupied by COVID-19 at the peak of the coronavirus. The World Health Organization says that it has accepted recommendations from the committee overseeing trial testing to discontinue a testing of a hydroxychloroquine and HIV drug combination for COVID-19 treatments. The drugs were being compared with standard care for hospitalized patients. WHO says a review of the interim results show the cocktail produced little or no reduction in the mortality rates of hospitalized COVID-19 patients when compared to the standard of hospital care. This is VOA News.